That's where we find Jason Mackey, of course, of the Post-Gazette and here at 93.7 The Fan. Jason, I'll dive right in. I'm doing a state of every team address in town, well, the three pro teams at least, and they start with, like, those collegiate thesis statements. So when you were at Westminster, I'm sure you weren't a guy lazy enough to go, Webster's defines blah, blah, blah as to lead off every paper. If I were going to ask you to make a thesis statement, a state of the Pirates thesis statement, what would it be?
State of the Pirates, Chris, they're very much in transition, I feel like. Not transition to a rebuild, but they need to transition back to what they thought they would be last year and even this year. They're behind. That's another thing I would say. And they're kind of stagnant. I don't understand why they're sticking it out with the general manager. I think they're kind of wasting time, spinning their wheels, however you want to phrase that. But I do expect, I know we'll get into this, the off season to have a little bit more urgency, to have it be busy, whether that means the GM changing or trades or whatever. But they can't stay status quo with this offense. It's just too bad.
Do you think that the owner realizes now, after the off season that they've had and after the lack of results it has yielded, specifically with that offense, do you think that has served as a wake-up call, that I'll put you on the spot here, that is going to spur truly different action and behavior from him in this coming offseason?
Truly different, probably not. But different, yes. And what I mean by that, like, I'm not saying I think Bob Nutting's going to go on a spending spree. I haven't lost my marbles. But, you know, do I think Bob Nutting was happy with how Ben Cherington chose to spend money, i.e. a lot on processes and analytics versus players? No, I don't. And so I think that's going to change. I think within Bob's narrow window of what he views as competitiveness, and I realize, like, a lot of people on the outside aren't going to agree with that. But yeah, I do think the off season that they had, I don't think he was happy with it. I don't think he's going to allow it to happen again. I don't think it's going to happen with this GM personally. But I do think it's going to result in some different stuff happening, probably more focused on players as it needs to be.
So the way you answered that question, though, you do think Cherington's done after this year. Is that a fair assessment or an interpretation of what you just said? Okay, so
that's correct.
What is your best guess then? Because I know where you stand on, like, the fact, like, just the way you answered, the fact that they've let him stay on the job. Why do you think they have allowed him to stay on the job?
Because they believed that this season, that bringing Cherington back this offseason, you know, he was signed up for 2025. They viewed him coming back as, like, you know, he gets to run the draft, he gets to run the deadline. Like, when you bring a GM back for this year, you bring him back for the year. Like, this year is already kind of lost, so they might as well just sort of cut their losses. I know that's probably a bad term, but, you know, allow him to go through the draft, which, honestly, like, I get their reasoning that it hasn't been terrible, and what they did this weekend in Atlanta was not terrible. Like, it was reasonable, but you probably temper the moves that he can make at the deadline. I expect that to happen. I don't expect them to do anything major. And it's almost like an interim, Chris, without having that interim tag. Like, I don't think he's allowed to, you know, go chuck a Hail Mary up there. I think they just say, this season's been a loss. We already signed up for this. We made this bed. We have to sleep in it. And in the off season, you can have a little bit of a more nuanced hire where you bring somebody in, they understand what's going on, you know, because, like, a lot of GMs, you're going to come in and want to bring in your own manager. You're going to come in and want to change things or blow things up. And Bob doesn't want that. They want to continue with Don Kelly. They want to continue with largely this team, big asterisk here, like, you know, with improvement and having to go find bats. That's obviously a big thing. So not this exact team, but, like, they don't want to blow it up, and they want to get a GM who understands that.
Jason Mackey of the Post-Gazette and, of course, 93.7 The Fan as well, joining us right now on the PM team. Jason, I'll play a little game of rapid fire with you on the Pirates, and forgive me, we're not going to have a chance for thesis statements or statements, comma, theses on the Penguins and the Steelers. Perhaps
that's all right, I'll be quick.
I have to say. Yes. Well, no, it's okay, because I just would rather focus on the Pirates right this second. Yes or no answer, and I understand that this is a moving target, obviously, given, like, the nature of what you're hearing, the people you're talking to. Just yes or no answers on will this player be a Pittsburgh Pirate once the trade deadline dust settles. Here we go. Mitch Keller, yes or no?
Yes.
Key Brian Hayes.
I'm going to go with no, Chris.
David Bednar.
Yes.
Dennis Santana.
Yes.
Andrew Heaney.
No.
Tommy Pham.
No.
Who else am I missing from the frequently discussed pile here? I think I hit all the big ones now.
Isaiah Kiner-Falefa.
Yes, IKF. I'll just say no for you, correct?
Yeah, thank you. And you can throw Caleb Ferguson into that mix, too.
Toss him into the no bin as well. Do you think what you said earlier about the way they're treating this as sort of an interim period where they don't, you don't think the owner wants them to make any major moves is the main reason Keller's still going to be here?
Yeah, I mean, here's the Keller situation in my mind, that if they got a deal that was overwhelming, that they just had to make, like I think they could make that trade. Now, do I see that deal coming down the pike for them? No, I don't. So, I mean, I think the return they're going to get on Keller is so negotiable, so, you know, not obvious, that I think they're going to end up keeping him. It's not going to be a deal that they end up making.
Jason Mackey, you can hear him often here on 93.7 The Fan. Read him in the Post-Gazette. Thank you, Jason.
Thanks, Chris. Have a good one.